Over the past 10 years, firefighters in Alberta have geared up to trek to the top of some of the province's tallest buildings, and this year is no different. Airdrie firefighter Ricky Lee DeVries will once again take on the annual stair climb challenge on June 9th at Calgary's taller tower, Brookfield Place. At 1,370 steps, 57 stories, and an elevation gain of 247 meters, this 10th annual Wellspring Alberta fundraiser is the highest elevation stair climb in Canada, and a highly prized event aimed at raising awareness of firefighters and citizens who are living with cancer, stated the Wellspring news release. DeVries said it took her 17 minutes to get to the top last year and she hopes to beat that record this year. If you go too hard the first couple flights of stairs, you can definitely tire yourself out quickly, DeVries said. I try to pace myself at least the first 25 flights of stairs and then progressively go harder as I get closer to the top. She said it's a lot of fun, a great workout, and a great atmosphere with people who join from other departments each year. It's a great way to train for something, but it also supports a really good cause for Wellspring Alberta, supporting firefighters and citizens with cancer, DeVries said. The Wellspring Firefighter Stair Climb Challenge was first launched in 2014 with the guidance from Kathy Bloss, who was inspired to create a legacy event for her brother, fallen firefighter Gord Paul. DeVries said Bloss was a friend of her dad and the event is a great way to reconnect with her. Hundreds of firefighters from all over the world suit up in modified firefighting gear to raise awareness for the occupational risks firefighters face daily, mainly the heightened risk of cancer. Proceeds benefit Wellspring Alberta, supporting anyone diagnosed with cancer, their caregivers and their families. In Alberta, Wellspring is the only organization that devotes itself exclusively to the unique non-medical needs cancer patients face. DeVries explained the reason they wear modified firefighting gear is because the organization stated last year that per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAs, a class of chemicals that may be linked to cancer, are present in turnout gear. We just wear a helmet and bunker boots and we wear an SCBA on our back, DeVries explained. This doesn't stop her from training with a weighted vest in preparation for the event. These findings have changed their interaction with their gear in their everyday work, she said, ensuring they're not wearing it more than they have to and being thoughtful of it while training. DeVries participated in her first stair climb challenge in 2019 in Vulcan County where she was a volunteer firefighter, alongside her father. She said they worked together on the volunteer department and had a lot of fun training and climbing the stairs together. Since October 2022, she has been a full-time member of the Airdrie Fire Department. Several other members from the Airdrie Fire Department will participate, but DeVries hopes more will sign up. Members of the Crossfield Fire Department have signed up, as well as the Rocky View County Fire Department. People can donate to a team or directly to the event via the Wellspring website. The 10th Annual Stair Climb Challenge at Brookfield Place in Calgary on June 9th will be kicked off by a public opening ceremony. Firefighters will be grouped in teams to take their turn running up the stairs. Active, retired or volunteer firefighters will take on the challenge, while civilians who raise $5,000 can challenge the chief. To make the race fair, registrants will be fitted in firefighter gear just like Calgary Fire Chief Steve Dunworth. The day comes to a close with race highlights, prizes, and speeches. To find out more, go to calgarystairclimb.com.